What is up, everybody? MGM Market Abilities Podcast. Welcome back. And if you're new, my name is Lucas. And on this podcast, we talk about everything business, marketing, personal development, and anything in between. And speaking of that, our podcast topic today is how your personal growth changes your persuasiveness of influence in your marketing. Now, that sounds confusing. Don't worry, I'm going to explain it to you. And just to give you kind of the synopsis of it, is basically the more you grow yourself, the more you understand who you are as a person. And you're like, well, what does that matter for marketing? Well, it matters a lot because you're marketing to people. And so the more you understand yourself, the more you understand people as in general, because a lot of us have the same feelings, emotions, fears, doubts, motivations. And so the more you can learn about you, the more you learn about people. And the more you learn about people is the more how you can market to them better and show them that they need your service or your product or whatever it is that you're trying to sell them. So let's just start very simply here. Okay. So if you have emotional intelligence, it's basically like you have some sort of superpower when it comes to marketing. Okay. Because you can understand how people's emotions are triggered. So if there's are certain words or certain, situations that you get them to imagine or to believe, like, you know, giving a good story and making them feel something within that story may cause them to buy a lot more. You may get better conversion rates, and, you know, business is all about conversions, right? It's getting that lead into a customer, right? Like that's business, right? Is like you actually getting them across the finish line so that you guys can work together and create something amazing, or they can buy something from you and they're happy, you're happy. It's great. Number two that is really important is having empathy in your content and in your messaging. Whenever we're trying to talk to a new client or a new customer, we want to have empathy whenever they're like, yeah, we're just not getting the business that we want. Like, we want more business, or we want more of this, we want more of that. Or this product line isn't selling. It's like, we want to feel that as well. And so you want to do the same. So if you want to feel the struggle or the hurt that your possible customer or client is feeling, because if you can get into their shoes, you know, so to speak, then you can actually feel what they're feeling and be like, okay, I can create something that can help. You know, I can create something that will bring more money, more revenue, more this, more that, whatever the end result is, whatever they're asking of you. And so use empathy in your marketing. Be like, hey, listen, I know that, you know, business has not been the way that you've wanted it to be, but, you know, things can change. And whenever you do that, you know, you can bring in then that storytelling aspect that we talked about first, to then bring them to an emotional state of like, oh, I can do this, you know, and then they can use you as a resource. It's very, very good to be empathetic, because it just lets people know that you care. If you come off as a person who doesn't really care about their business or about what they need, they probably won't work with you. Just saying, like, people are looking out for themselves most of the time. So if someone is wanting to work with you, try to think like them and try to think about what they're struggling with, because then you can create something or show them how the thing that you've already created can help them get the exact result that they're struggling with. Okay. Number three is confidence and clarity in your offering. So, once you start to know yourself and to know how good you actually are at something, this is something that I personally have struggled with for a very, very long time and still kind of do every now and then, but it's like, I am still sometimes scared to shoot the price of what I'm worth. Just straight out honest. I am. I'm like, man, that is crazy expensive. Like, I don't feel like I'm worth that. But, and I know a lot of you feel that way. But the thing is, you are worth that. And so once you start to sit down and map out your worth, just be confident in that. And there's a lot of times I think I have actually undersold myself. So I put a lower price down and I should have put a higher price, but since I put the lower price down, they didn't work with me because they didn't view me as the professional that they were wanting. But if I would have put the higher price down, they would have worked with me and it would have been a no-brainer. They wouldn't have scoffed at the price. They'd be like, oh yeah, this is the person that we want. And that's hard to understand, because whenever you are actually valuing yourself, then you're actually going to be working with more valuable clients and clientele, which is going to, you're actually going to be working with people you want to work with anyway, instead of some of these other people who you probably aren't aligned with, but you lower your price and now you know you're better than that. And it's always going to be seeping in the back of your mind and it's going to bother you. Because I've been there. Okay, number four is resilience and adaptability. So whenever you grow as a person, you start to, going back to, you know, the second thing we talked about is emotional intelligence. You start to get more confident in your ability to, instead of react, you get to respond to things. So you can be resilient to the tough times. And if there is a big change in your industry, in your market, in whatever it is that you do, you can adapt because you've grown as a person. Adaptability and resiliency does not come from getting really good at business. It comes from getting really good at growing yourself as a human and knowing that, like, you can handle these things and that there's waves, you know, things in life, like it's never going to be a, you know, sunshine and rainbows, and that you can handle what might come or what might not come. And the more that you can kind of be a little flexible and a little, like, if something bad happens, you're like, okay, it's fine. We'll just pivot and figure it out, instead of freaking out and losing your mind and doubting yourself and then not doing anything about it and continuing to try the same strategy with, and you keep getting the same result, which is, you know, the definition of insanity. And then all of a sudden you're just lost. And you're depressed and no. So whenever, and you only get like that because you haven't grown yourself. That's a hard truth, is that you only get that way because you have not grown as a person. And so start reading books, start growing yourself. Okay. Last thing, and I know this is another fast podcast, but because this is the kind of stuff that matters, is having real trust and being, you know, authentic as a person. So whenever you start to grow as a person, you start to realize that it's not worth it to start continue putting a face on for certain people, especially your customers. Your customers value realness. Like they don't really want to be marketed to, if that makes sense. Like they want to see who you are, and if you align and if your values are the same, then they're going to work with you. Because there's a lot of people out there that would much rather work with someone who they know, like, and trust, which I know I've hit on in this podcast, rather than someone who is claiming to be the best in the world and maybe has the results to back it up, but they don't really know them. Like there's no relationship there. And so you don't even have to build this like one-on-one interpersonal relationship, like, all the time. Like you just have to put out content being authentic from who you are and from what you stand for. And I'm telling you, people will flock to you, even if you're more expensive than the competition, or if you're more inconvenient than the competition, or if you're this or that, like whatever reason that you can come up with. It's just like that's it. Like your inner battle will, sorry, let me rephrase. The victory over your inner battles will actually grow your business. It doesn't even matter what business you're in. Like you could be a plumber or a landscaper, and I'm telling you, if you grow as a person, your business will grow. And that's that. Like you don't have to be some guru teaching online or a speaker or something. Like no. You just need because literally, it once you get better yourself, everything around you gets better. That's just how it works, because you start just attracting better things in your life. You start saying no to things that literally don't align with the person that you've grown into. You start to say yes to things to the person who you've aligned to, you know, to grow into. And so it all starts forming together and things start getting better over time. So do the inner work, work on yourself, whatever that means to you. If it means reading the Bible, praying, or if it means reading a self-help book, or if it means going on walks so that you can think through things. Do whatever you need to do, because it's only going to enhance your business. And if your business gets enhanced, that means you're enhancing the people around you. And if you're enhancing the people around you, then you're making the world a better place, which is ultimately the reason we should all be doing what we're doing anyway. So yeah, hope that was helpful. Please like, subscribe, send us a message on, you know, Facebook, Instagram, wherever. We'd love to talk to you. We'd love to interview you on the podcast. If you want to come on the podcast, we'd love to have you. And yeah, we'll see you next week.